We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal switches topics, and he's going to introduce the topic of Shoivovim, which is something very, very special. This is a period during the year, every single year, when we read the Parshiyos of the Torah, starting from Shmois, through Mishpatim, Shmois, Vo'era, Boi, Beshalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim, the first letters of the titles of those parshiyos spell the word Shoivovim. And this is when we start reading about the Jewish people in exile. The main thrust of the exile in Mitzrayim begins from Parsha Shmois and continues through Mishpatim. And the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, speak about this as a very important time of purification. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us his insights on this topic in the next few paragraphs. V'ze b'chinas ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael haboi mitzroimo ki ikar kol hagolios bifrat golos mitzrayim humachmas pegam hadasanal kemavur b'soif hataranal. The main reason for all the exiles that the Jewish people went through, especially the exile in Egypt, is because of a defect in the Das. As Rabbeinu Zal says at the end of the Torah Likutei Moharan, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, Golos Mitzrayim was because in order to correct the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, Toivora. And as we mentioned, the Pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami, Mibli Das. Hashem says, therefore my nation has gone into exile from lack of Das. And this is why when the Egyptians issued the decree to kill the Jews, they focused on the boys, the male children. Throw all the male children into the water. And this brought about a tremendous outcry by the Jewish people. They screamed and cried to Hashem. This corresponds to the screams and crying of the woman giving birth that we discussed earlier. That's what generates moichin, das, seichel. Venizgale Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed. Shehu hadas, who is das, as he's referred to in the Zohar Kodesh Ne'arizal always. Ubo mimidyon v'go'alam. Moshe Rabbeinu arrived on the scene. He was hidden. He wasn't there. He was separated from the Jewish people. He was in Ethiopia for a while. He was in Midian. But as a result of the Yidden crying out to Hashem, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem said, time to reveal yourself as the leader of the Jewish people who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. Ki ha-Mitzrim rotzu lahalim ha-moichim chas v'shalom. Because the Egyptians were trying to cover up, to hide, to bury the moichin, the das, the seichel. Because they were very much interested in keeping the Jewish people in exile, enslaved. V'alkein gozru al habonim, and that's why they issued a decree against the sons, the male children. She'al yodom mamshichin hamoichin midor lador. Because it's through the sons that the Jewish people transmit the moichin and pass it on from generation to the generation. V'shinantam levonecho, the mitzvah that each Jewish father has to teach his son Torah. Shebishvil ze tzrichim lahashir achrov bonem boilem kanal. This is why the Torah commands us that a Jew should make sure to leave behind children in the world, even after he leaves, for that continuity, to keep passing on the moichin from generation to generation. V'ikur hu bonim schorim. And the main thing is the male children, Shein b'chinas das meyushav. They represent a settled das, a clear thinking. Kama shekosu b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal brings a few times in Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a posuk where it mentions bonov u'benoisov, the posuk shanan moyov minu'urov. It speaks about that moyov was very, very calm from their youth. And because they did not experience exile, they were not exiled. And the Pasuk there also speaks about sons and daughters. And the Gemara, in expounding on the Pasuk over there, says sons represent Das Meyushov, people who think very clearly. Daughters represent Das that is not Meyushov, you know, unclear thinking. We know the Gemara makes the famous statement, Noshim Daiton Kalois, that women are very lightheaded by nature. Ki Iker Hadas Nimshach Halidei Aschorim, because the main transmission of Das in Klal Yisrael comes via the males. This is why the Egyptians came up with this bright idea, this ingenious thought to take the Jewish boys, the children, and throw them into the water. Because it's in the water that the moichin are hidden, are covered up. Because it's from the water that a Jew is able to bring out the moichin through tzaoka, through screaming. As Dovid HaMelech, that's why Dovid HaMelech said those seven koilois on the water to bring out the moichin from their state of hiddenness. Ki hamayim b'chinas das, because the Torah always tells us that water represents das. Kamay shekosuv umolo ha'oretz deya kamayim, that there's going to come a time when the world will be filled with das, like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'hamitzrim rotzu mehepech el hepech. The Egyptians wanted to reverse this process. Lehalim amoichim, to cover up the moichim, al yidei ashloch ha'sabonim al hamayim, by putting the boys into the water. Instead of taking the moichin out of the water, they wanted to take the moichin, the boys, the Jewish boys, and throw them into the water. Shiyamusu sham chashom, they should die there in the water. V'yisalmu amoichim chashom, and thereby bury the moichin, cover up the moichin completely. V'yisroel osweh shalahem, the Jewish people did their thing. V'tofsu umnus avoysam, they grabbed what they had been taught by their forefathers, what their forefathers always did. Vayitzako b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, as the Pasuk says, the Jewish people screamed and cried out to Hashem. Ki ze ikar hatikun shel hagolus v'shel kol hatzorois. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the main solution to all types of exile and all types of suffering. Shekulam nimshocha michisoron hadas. All exile and suffering comes from lack of das, or defective das. As the Mishnah that Rabbeinu Zal quotes often, im das konisa ma chosarto. If you've acquired das, what are you lacking? You're not lacking in anything. When a person has das, they have everything. They have freedom, parnosa, health, wealth, everything. And it says, im das chosarto, if you don't have das, Ma konisa, what do you have? You have nothing. Even what you do have is nothing. Your money is nothing. Your money doesn't have any blessing to it. Your health is no good. Nothing is good. So all golus and all suffering is an inyan of pigam hadas. I'm emphasizing this because this is critical. People, all of us, Jews have suffered throughout the generations and are suffering very much now. And the first thing a person does when they have a problem is they go for a diagnosis. Most important, the step one is that to find the correct person who can diagnose what is causing this problem. Here, Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran and Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Halachos are diagnosing for us what's behind all of our problems, everything. It's called, it's pigam hadas, chisor hadas. Al yidei shenis almu hamoichin, by the fact that the moichin have gone into hiding. When the moichin are in hiding, when the light is being covered up, what do you have? You have darkness. You have physical darkness and spiritual darkness in all its 36 flavors of darkness, whether it's illness, no money, no this, no that, all the different flavors of darkness. As Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of Torah Chof Aleph and Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. And when the das goes into hiding, the solution is screaming, crying out. And Rav Nosson Zal says, This is the definition, this is the reason for this long, bitter, terrible golus that we are going through today. Shehakol nimshach michisoron hadas. All the problems, all the suffering is coming from chisoron hadas, lack of das. Mita'alumos hamoichen dekdusha. The fact that the moichen of kedusha have gone into hiding. And this is why Hashem sends us all kinds of problems, assorted problems, Rachmono Litzlan, Biklol Ubiprotis, Halkolech Vechod, on the entire Jewish people and on the entire world, Lahavdil, and each and every single person, each and every one of our individual problems. Why? Hakoel Kedeshe Yitzak Ho'odom El Hashem. To get the person to scream, ouch, until it hurts, you don't scream, you don't say ouch. When it hurts, the reason for the problem is Hashem wants us to say ouch. Hashem wants us to scream to Him. By doing that, we'll be able to bring out the moichin from their hiddenness. Kol echod lefi bechinoso, each and every one of us, on his level. Each and every Jew has a role to play in this process of bringing out the moichin from their hiddenness. And the way you do it is tzaoka. And if you ain't going to scream without getting hit, then Hashem's going to give a patch. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that you don't have to get hurt. You don't have to get smacked to scream. A Jew should be screaming even without getting hit. A Jew should be screaming about the fact that the Shekhinah is in Golus. The Jewish people are in Golus. I have no das. I'm doing sins, Hashem. That implies that my das is gone. I don't have any brains. The Gemara says a person doesn't commit sins unless he has ruach shtus, unless he has lack of das. And the fact that I'm not a perfect Jew implies that I'm lacking in das. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, what do you do when you're lacking in das? You scream, you beg. Shaydeze tihye hagu'ula. That's what will bring about the redemption. Shenikres leida, which is called in all the Sfarim, birth. When the Jews will go out of Golus, when we're in Golus, it's like we're in a bubble. We're covered up. And going out of Golus is like a child going out of its mother's womb. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki cholo gam yoldo tzioin esboneho. Because she has experienced the difficulties, and now Tzioin will give birth to her children in the Geula. Ki ato besoif hagolus hu bebechinas ki vo bonim ad mashber v'koyach ayin leleido hanizkor batoiranam. Because now, Rav Nosson Zal wrote this almost 200 years ago, 170 years ago, 160 years ago, and this certainly applies to us today, even more so, in the year Tov Shin Ayin that we're in today, 2009, where the Pasuk says that when it describes what the Jewish people are going to be going through towards the end of Golus, that the children have come to a roadblock, like, to a point where they're broken. The koyach ayin leleida, and the woman who has to give birth doesn't have the strength, can't push. We know when a woman has to give birth, the doctor says push harder. The koyach ayin leleida, we have no koyach anymore. Our strength is sapped by all the years of exile and suffering. Kanisko batornas, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Chof Aleph, Velozet srichin tzaoka, and this requires screaming. Sheyitzak kolechot kefima shiodea chesroin daitoi, that each and every single Jew, to the degree that he realizes how much he's lacking in das, should scream, help! Shehu rochok me Hashem yisborach, that I'm far from Hashem ume atoira. Kol kach, I'm so far from Hashem, I'm so far from the Torah. V'chol hatzaokos shetzoyakim Yisrael, hinam bimkoim tzakas hashchina. And all the screams that each and every single one of us scream, each and every Jew screams, is in place of the screams of the mother, the Shekhinah, the Spirit of Hashem. This the Zohar HaKadosh says many times. Vaydezeh moiledes ha-moichin. And this is how we generate moichin. This is how we give birth to the moichin. This is how we take the moichin out of hiding. K'moshim avur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Shebozeh tluya ha-ge'ula. And this is what the ge'ula depends on. This is what's going to bring about the ge'ula. Kanal. Ki ikra ha-ge'ula ha-rishayna mi-Mitzrayim, because the main thing that brought about the original ge'ula from Egypt, v'chein ha-ge'ula ho-achroina sh'onu mekavim ha-metzapnei le b'kol yoyim, and the main thing that's going to bring about this final ge'ula that we're waiting for so desperately every day, ikra kol ha-ge'ulois hem al-yidei Moshe shehu adas. The one who brings about all the redemptions is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Rabbi Das. That's what he's all about. Kima shehoyo hu sheyia kiyadua. Because the Pasuk says in Koheles, that which was is that which will be. And the Zohar HaKadosh says the first letters of Ma shehoyo hu spell the word Moshe. The same Moshe Rabbeinu who took the Jews out of Mitzrayim is the same Moshe Rabbeinu who's going to take us out of the Golus that we're in now. Shehu bechinas hatzadik shebechol doer. That refers to the tzadik of each and every single generation. Shehu bechinas Moshe. He is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. She'al yodoi ikram shochas hadas bechol dover doer. He is the one who is responsible for bringing das to his generation. Each and every tzadik of the generation is the one who is responsible for bringing the main das to the generation. Avol machmas kilkul adoyrois, but unfortunately, because of all the mess and the mistakes and the problems in each and every single generation, nisal min hamoichin, the moichin go into hiding. Vaydeze nisalim venistar hadas shel hatzadik o emes bekama hastorois shebetoich hastorois, and as a result of that, the das of the tzadik emes goes into hiding. It gets covered up in all kinds of coverings so that people can't get to it, so that most of the world doesn't know about it. And even if it's right in front of your eyes, afal pikein ein royin, I say, despite that we don't see it, because it's got coverings on it. It's got layers and layers of coverings. The thing that's most responsible for covering up the das of the tzaddik is the machloikis, among the religious people, among the rabbis themselves. Kayadua ke'ev nega ha-mispachas azoy shel riboy ha-machloikis b'chol davador, as is known, this terrible, terrible tragedy, this problem that Klal Yisrael suffers from, this the major machloikis in each and every single generation, especially against the religious, against the Talmidei Chachamim, and especially against the Tzaddik, whether it was the machloikis against Moshe Rabbeinu during his time, from Koirach and Dosan Vaviram, and 250 rabbis and Rebbetzins, everybody, kill Moshe, kill Moshe. And then the machlokes in every generation. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to run for his life. The Romans were after him because a Jew said something he shouldn't have. Word got back to the Romans of what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. And the machlokes against Yosef HaTzadik from his own brothers. And the machlokes, every generation, the machlokes against the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbeinu Zal, especially Rab Nosson Zal. Bifrat ato bi'acharis hayomim ho'ele, especially now, as we get towards the final end of Golus, of this Golus, this last Golus. Shehizgabro ha'astora shebetoich ha'astora mo'oid mo'oid, where the hiddenness of the light, the hiddenness of the das of the tzaddik has gotten more and more, it's become more and more hidden, layers and layers of covering, blocking the light, the das, from being transmitted to Klal Yisrael, being broadcasted to Klal Yisrael by the tzaddik, who is the one who's most capable of doing it. Bebechinas, as the Torah says clearly, Vo'onoichi haster astir esponai bayoyim hahu. Hashem says, when that day, in the future, I'm going to cover cover my face, double covering. Shenemar al achris hayom ha'ele, that pasuk is written about these final days. V'chol ha'kushyos v'hamavuchos shekosho l'chol echod al tzadikei emes u'ksheir ador, and all the questions and the perplexion that each and every person experiences, people have questions about the tzaddik and about his followers, etc. Hakoil nimshach mi ta'alumos ha'moichin v'makifin anal. It's all a result of the fact that the moichin are not there. The moichin are covered up. The das, the seichel that you need to understand, is buried. It's covered up with all kinds of coverings. She'enoi zoiche lahasigam. The people are not zoiche to be masig the das that they need. V'shom ikar b'chiros b'chirosoi. And that's where the main test is. That's where the main free choice comes in. Ki ikar habechira al yidei she'ein mevinim tekef hakushis v'amavuchos. The main test, the main free choice in whether a person will choose to come close to Hashem or not come close, to come close to the tzaddik or not, comes from the fact that the person does not see everything right away. They don't understand everything that tzaddik is telling them right away, or everything they see by the tzaddik. There's all kinds of questions and things that don't make sense to the person. Because there are certain questions which the Torah tells us you are not going to be able to understand for the rest of your life, your entire life. Such as to be able to understand the paradox, how it's possible that Hashem knows everything in advance, and yet I still have free choice when the time comes to choose whether I'm going to do this, whether I'm going to do that. Despite the fact that you're telling me 6 months ago or 6,000 years ago, Hashem knew which choice I was going to make, and you're telling me still that when the time comes, I have complete free choice to do whatever I want, despite the fact that it's already been decided and resolved, 6,000 years ago. Ki im hoyom asigam, because if a person would understand this completely, would understand these makifin that we're telling you can't understand, hoyoyotze migeder enoishi, the person would leave the category of human being, of mankind, v'hoyom izbatel habechira, the bechira would evaporate, the free choice would go away, there'd be no more free choice. Kamoishim avor sham, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Torah Chaf Aleph. Aval gam hakushyos she'efshar le'enoishi lahasig. But even the questions that a person can resolve, can understand, can get answers for in this life. Dahainu hamakifin she'efshar lo'odam lamshichan l'pnimi yisichloi. Meaning, those makifin which the person can bring inside his brain. That understanding of Hashem, which at first, yesterday he didn't understand, today he learns more, and today he does understand it. Even that, gamheim yefsher lahasig ulohovin benokel, even to understand those things does not come easily. And it requires major struggle in avodas Hashem, serving Hashem, working on your midos and your taivos and improving yourself till your brain becomes worthy and qualified to be able to understand the things that you need to understand. Veho ikar, and the most important things that are needed for this, to be able to understand what you can understand, al yidei shtei bechinos analis, through the two processes that we discussed earlier. Dahainu, number one, litzoik el Hashem harbe, to scream to Hashem a lot, bein betoira, bein betfila, both in the study of Torah and in tefila. What do we mean by screaming when you learn? We mean a person learning bekoyach, not with their legs crossed and sitting back on a lounge chair. That's not how you learn Torah, for real. Learning Torah has got to be in high intensity. A person puts everything they can into it when they're learning Torah. All of their mental concentration, and even when they say the words, they say it out loud if they can, if they're in a place that they're not going to disturb anybody else. And in tefillah especially, the tefillah bekoyach, putting everything you have into it. Like the pasuk says, kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikomoicho. All of my bones, every part of my body is included when I say Hashem mikomoicho. It's coming from my toes to the hair on my head. Ulekadesh, that's step one. Step one is the screaming. And step two is lekadesh shiva saneros, to purify the seven openings of the head. V'kol echod kifi richukoi mizeh, and each and every single Jew, based on how far they are from these two things, based on how much they're not screaming in Torah and Tefillah, and based how much they have not worked on improving themselves in the Shiva Saneros, Bifrat Mikdusha Saneros, especially regarding this issue of purifying these seven openings of the head, Kemoi Sheyodea Kol Echod Biatzmoi, as each and every one of us knows very well that we're not perfect when it comes to the eyes and the ears and the mouth and nose, Kemoikein hu rochoik midas amiti. Relative to that, based on that, that's how far we are from acquiring true das, true sechel. Because we're told that to acquire das amiti, there are two prerequisites. You have to do these two things. And if you didn't do it, or if you didn't do it enough, then you certainly have not yet acquired that shlemus of das amiti. V'alkein noifun loy kushoy samavuchos harbe al hadas amiti shel atzadik emes vanosho. Therefore, when somebody like that comes into contact with the true tzaddik and his students, they see all kinds of things that don't make sense to them. It don't make sense to you because you haven't yet gotten a brain. Your brain is at zero, or it's at 25, or at 36, whatever it is. Therefore, when you come into contact with the tzaddik, who is Shleimus Hadas, or his students who are really, really, really closely attached to him, and they're following all of his guidance and instructions, when you see that, it looks strange to you. Not because they're strange, because you don't have brains yet. You don't have enough brains yet. Like a child, a baby, who sees a parent eating an ice cream. There's six ice creams over there on the table. They see the parent eat one ice cream, and then they make a burn of fushes. And the kid looks at the parent, and he looks at his baby brother, and he says, he's nuts. There's another five ice creams there. How come he ain't eating it? It's so delicious. It's because the kid doesn't know if you eat all six ice creams, you're going to get a big tummy ache. And you're going to get very fat. You're going to have to buy new clothes and everything. Again, the one who's on a higher level of das understands. The one who's on a lower level of das looks at it and he says, the other guy's crazy. Like the animals in the cage. You know, the people that hear the animals talking and says, look at those human beings behind bars. Look at all of those people in the cages. Shehem Iker Hadas Vahamoichin. The tzaddik and his true followers, they are the real das and moichin of the world. Uboze toli kol bechirosoi kanal. And this is where the bechira, this is where the person's whole bechira comes in. That I see that, I see them. I don't understand everything they're doing. It doesn't, a lot of things they're doing don't make sense to me. And now I have to figure out, do I want to buy into that? Do I want to join up with that or stay away? What do you mean? I got questions. There's things I don't understand. There's things that don't make sense here. Umi shechofetz be'emes la'amitoi, a person who wants the real truth, yitzak harbe la'shem yisborach, will scream and cry a lot to Hashem, v'yefashvesh b'maisov. And the person will analyze all of his own deeds. He'll look in the mirror and he'll analyze himself very carefully and say, where am I holding? Am I perfect? Is my brain intact based on what the Torah says an intact brain is? Or the Torah says that there are certain things, certain mistakes, if you're doing them, your brain is definitely not intact. So where am I up to? And if my brain is not intact, am I qualified now to be passing judgment on those people? Or should I maybe just take it slow and not pass judgment so quickly, look carefully and analyze and reanalyze and see who's better, who's crazy, who's behind bars? Are they the ones who are behind bars, or am I the one who's behind bars? Bifrat biktusha shiva sanerois, especially for the person to look inside of themselves and ask themselves, where am I holding in purity of these seven openings of the head? Eichu eiches behem, where am I holding? Va'oz yovin ho'emes lamitoi. And then the person will realize the real truth. V'al kol panim yinotzel, and at least the person will be saved, that he won't be one of the stone throwers, one of the opposition against the tzaddikim, against the religious people. Because the person will realize his own shortcomings, how far he is from real, true understanding, real, true seichel, al yedei sheloi kideish hashiva saneiros koroi, because he has not yet succeeded in purifying the seven openings of his head properly, shehem ho'enayim vapeh, which are the eyes and the mouth, etc., etc.